Well, hello and good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited about today. Today is June 9, 2021, already mid-year. It's a sunny, sunshiny day here in LA. The temperature is going to be 73 high today. 63 is what we are now, and sunny all day long. And we have London, you are 79 degrees today. Your high is going to be at the 79 mark, and you're waking up to 57 degrees. You got sunshine today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miami, you are 82 degrees today, and your high is going to be 84. Let's see, in all sunshine, Kenya, you are 90 degrees right now, and you're going to wake up to 72 degrees tomorrow. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow. Your high is going to be 91 tomorrow. Hawaii, you're 52 degrees, and your high is going to be 70. All sunshine today, waking up to 52 degrees again. Puerto Rico, you are mostly cloudy right now, 73 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow. You're waking up to 66 degrees. Your high again tomorrow is 79. Portugal, 75 degrees and sunny. Your high today is 75 degrees. You're waking up to 54 degrees tomorrow and sunshine. Let's see, Washington, D.C., United States, 82 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 86 degrees, and you got showers coming this afternoon. So be prepared for the weather, you guys. Listen, if I didn't name your city, continent, or nation, or your state, guess what? It doesn't matter what's going on with you, about you, or even through you. Guess what? God is still in control, and He has the final say, and He loves you so much. And guess what? So do we right here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Speaking of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, if you want to take us everywhere with you, go ahead and download the app, BBS Radio, and go ahead and download the app out of your store and take us with you. You can go on Google and say, "Hey Google, play Gina's Radio Chat," and it'll play right into the show. Or you can say, "Hey Alexa, play BBS Radio Station Number One," and it'll bring you right into the station that we are on. So that's it, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You can take us everywhere with you. You can listen to us in your car, while you work out, while you're taking a stroll in the park, wherever, however you can listen to us. We are all live streaming on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio and all podcast networks as well. And we have over a million listeners worldwide collectively with the archives and live stations as well, continually playing all day, every day. You can listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We go back to the archives at least 5 years back. You never know who's been joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You need to check it out. And even till this day, you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today, we have Dr. Bias is going to be joining us today. I'm so excited. We got so much to talk about. We're talking about grief and trauma, how to overcome, how to be victorious, and everything in between. The testimony is so much fire. I can't even have a single word to describe the testimony, but you will leave here empowered. So go ahead right now, while we're doing Ministerial Minute, and tell a friend and tell everyone to tune in. And yeah, and that's it. And let's see what else is going on. Oh, and then we have Jeffrey Hill giving us financial consulting at Financial Five. So we got that money conversation. And of course, we got ministerial moments. So listen, this is a great show. We'll be right back after the sponsorship break, and then we'll be right back with ministerial moments.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy.
easy.
So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right, you guys. So here at Ministerial Moment, let's see. I want to talk about just strategy. Yes. What do? We have to strategize against the adversary. So much focus on, I've noticed through the years, especially being in deliverance ministry, is so much focus on naming and identifying demons and things like that. And a lot of times at the beginning of my training, I didn't know the names of the demons, and I was very effective with casting them out. If you know the description and know what they're doing, you know, some of you that are just starting, you can say that thing that's causing depression, come out. And the spirit of depression is right there. It's obvious. Or that thing that causes me to be irritated, you know, that spirit that caused irritation. I mean, the spirit is irritation, but whatever's calling it, if you don't know it, you can say whatever that is that's connected to irritation, come out in Jesus' name. And so the reason why I'm saying this is because so many people know so much about the demonic realm that they don't know about the kingdom. And I believe that this is a season of knowing. I believe that it's kingdom, period, to have kingdom wisdom, kingdom mind, kingdom character, kingdom purpose, kingdom everything. It should be based on the kingdom of God. Your very being is the kingdom of God and what he created you to do. So my thing is that so many people know so much about demons and practicing casting them out and things like that, but yet we don't know who we are in Christ. We're not comfortable. We're not confident in the things of the kingdom. We don't know when God says that he's going to do something, that he's going to do it. And everything that comes in to frustrate in between, we have to know that God has the final say at the end of the day. So whatever God says is what it is. And so when the enemy comes in with the frustration and try to twist things up and things, you know, I think about the Israelites. They went through the same thing. It's like, you know, they were in bondage in Egypt. And yet when they went with God and he parted the Red Sea, that was a miracle. How they ate every day was a miracle. How their shoes remained and grew with them is a miracle. How they kept their clothes was kept is a miracle. How they got to see that Moses had a relationship with God and to hear or see that from a distance is a miracle. For them to know that he was in their midst and in their his presence was there is miraculous. So my thing is, even with all of that, they still didn't believe. They didn't understand what they had. And a lot of times we don't understand what we have. It's more than just being able to have dominion and authority. It's really important that we understand a relationship, because Adam and Eve had dominion, but yet they didn't understand their relationship. That's why they fell short when the serpent came and convinced Eve to eat the apple. They didn't understand what they had. They had everything but one thing, and so which was the tree. So what I want to just encourage you all about, even though they didn't know that, I mean, they didn't understand how the serpent worked, they didn't understand that, but most importantly, they didn't understand who they were and where they were and who they belonged to. Because if they did, then they would not have been able to succumb to the pressures or the seduction of the enemy, first and foremost. So just imagine if you know demonic phrases and names and, you know, terms, and, you know, you can identify them and you're operating in your power and authority that God has given you, and you don't know what you have in him, then the enemy can manipulate every situation that goes on in your life. So regardless if God is saying to you that, you know, this is going to manifest, this is final, this is it, I'm going to do it. Even with all of that, The enemy is still going to be the devil. He's just going to be the enemy, period. He's going to be in opposition always. That's never going to change until the finality, until the finale of when Jesus comes. He's going to always try to get us to be frustrated. If he can't move us, then he'll try to frustrate us, aggravate us, annoy us, and things like that. So what I'm saying through the years that I have learned and God has revealed to me through dreams and scripture and revelation and just having relationship with him is that do not take your focus off of what you have. Remember who you serve and know who you serve first and foremost. You can't know who you serve if you don't know them. You can't even serve them effectively if you don't even know who you serve. So to know him, to learn him, to understand his ways, to understand, you know, his function, to understand, you know, what he wants for you individually and for us corporately, then you would understand what you have. This is the area that the Israelites fell short. So if you know who's with you, if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, you know, he presents you faultless. The enemy is an accuser. He wants to accuse you. He wants you to feel guilty. He wants you to feel like you're missing something, that if you do something wrong, you're going to miss it. He wants you to feel like, you know, you don't know what you're doing, or that, you know, wants to irritate you and, you know, just set you up so you can feel like God is not going to do what he said he's going to do. God knows that there's character flaws in all of us. God knows that there's work that needs to be done in all of us. God knows that. God knows what he's dealing with. It's not a surprise to him, you know, but if we let God complete the good work that he's already started and just trust him and just lean out onto our own understanding and acknowledge him and seek him first, all things will continue to add on to us. And this is why the enemy is so frustrated, and this is why he tries to frustrate us. So just, you know, stand tall and remain in the promises of God. Know who you serve, know how much he loves you, and know that he is for you. And this is a kingdom matter, not a man matter. It's kingdom authority, kingdom power, God the creator, and with all of that on your side, there's nothing that the enemy can do. You can't miss it if you remain in God. So I just want you to be encouraged with that. All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break with my friend, Dr. Bias. I'm so excited. All right, we'll be right back after this message.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, everyone. everybody. I am Real Talk Kim, and now we are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bias. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Gina. Thank you for the blessed opportunity to be a part of this historic event. I'm delighted to be on with you today.
Well, amen, and God bless you for being here. Listen, it's a lot to talk about because I know your testimony is power-packed, is full of substance. It's just so powerful. I'm excited. I'm trying to, you know, this is really like a couch conversation. We're just sitting back and talking and chit-chatting, but I know that you have a lot to offer, so I just want to just lay it out there. You are the mother of the professional NBA legend basketball player, as far as I'm concerned, Lynn Bias, and you have traveled all over the world ministering and encouraging thousands upon thousands of people on the matters of the subject of grief and trauma, because Lynn Bias passed away right at the beginning of his career as an NBA player. And you've had so much success, and I mean, even myself, with just encouraging people and giving just so key, powerful tips and revelation that God has given you through just spending time with him, but also through the experiences that he's allowed you to have. Not only did your first son pass away, but your second son, I mean, you had two sons and they both passed away, and your oldest, your other son's name is, can you let everybody know his name?
Jay, my oldest son was Len Bias, and his brother, my younger son, was Jay Bias.
Jay Bias and Len Bias. So tell everybody the beginning of this. Just some people don't know who Len Bias is. Can you just go ahead and give like a brief about him?
Yeah. Sure. Well, many of you may or may not know I'm the mother of Len Bias that died over 35 years ago in June 19th, 1986. 2 days after being drafted by the Boston Celtics, he died of a drug-related death. 42 months later, my second son, Jay, was violently murdered in a drive-by shooting at a local mall. And I have, by the power of God, no power of Lanice, by the power of God, I have used the deaths of these two young men as an opportunity to travel throughout the nation and the world, as Dr. Gina said, encouraging audiences that the best is yet to come. But as I tell people, you just don't get up and have the go lose a loved one and then just get up and say you're going to save the world. My question is, what happened to me? What happened to my two children? Why me? But when I look back, I understood that God had chosen me for this mission and downloaded me with the strength to endure the hardships of the deaths of my two sons, but also to bring purpose from the pain. And that's where I am today, 35 years later, still believing and teaching that the best is yet to come, no matter how hard the difficulties are in life. Life is a bowl with lemon and honey in it. Sometimes it can be sweet, and sometimes it can be very, very, very bitter.
Wow. And you know, that's something, because a lot of people, you know, even if it wasn't a child, or, you know, maybe it was a parent that you were close to or a spouse, you know, people have gone through different levels of trauma, and it affects people differently. So even with your situation, how would you advise someone that may be really just can't seem to grab hold of something like for hope, that they just can't seem to grab onto hope? What would you advise that person? Because I mean, you know, really everybody's situation is different, right? So even though you were able to be able to get through something like that, that could have possibly put somebody else just under just the water. What could you
first of all, let me say that this is the people, the audience is made up of believers. And thank you so much for your ministerial moment that you had, because you tapped right into what you were saying was so real. It's real. And we have to stop looking at this religious aspect of having a lot of data in terms of the kingdom. We have got to put it to action and actually believe what we are reading and understand what we are being taught. And for me, I speaking to believers, the only thing I can say is this is the hour you have to believe God, because people are dealing with unbelievable sorrow, unbelievable. And then not only is it just one thing that's happening, there are layers of sorrow that people are dealing with today. And we tend to go to man or believe that it's something that man can do or something in the natural to help us untangle this. It's like having a knot of a mess. Have you ever had jewelry that's all tangled up and you're trying to untangle the jewelry? Once I had to help someone untangle jewelry, and guess what? I couldn't take all of the necklaces and earrings out at one time. I could only deal with one piece at a time.
Wow.
And hear me right, listeners, what Dr. Gina is saying, it is impossible to untangle the messes of our lives and the sorrows that we're dealing with without the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To help you, to lead and guide and direct you. Just trying to do it by what you have read, and we understand that faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God, but we have to own what we hear. What we hear of faith, we have to own it, let it be deposited and processed. So when my son died, when my first son died, I had faith. And I think another thing, Dr. Gina, that we don't look at from time to time, when we are in Christ, we do not get to choose what crucible or what cross we're going to pick up.
Yes.
It's not, you don't get to choose how you're going to be tested. You don't go to the to Lowe's or to Home Depot and say, let me choose my cross that I'm going to carry. No, that doesn't happen. When the challenge comes, it comes with something that will break your heart. And the brokenness, Jesus has already told us in Luke 14, chapter 26, he said, count the cost to be my disciple. It is not easy. And sometimes, like I did when I first became a Christian, it was follow the yellow brick road. I was so happy to be saved and to be in the church and to be forgiven of my sins. I did not know the process of growing, because the faith that kept us 10 years ago is not the same faith that'll keep us today. So our faith has to be increased. When we come into Christ, we have to lean in. And the word of God tells us that the testing of our faith is more precious than silver or gold. So while we're talking about money and having this, the marketable, all of this, in the spiritual realm, it is our faith that is the wealth, the riches. And so in order for our faith to be tested, there have to be unscheduled opportunities that come before us for our faith to be tested. And it's
exactly.
not anything that we like. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't smell good. We're minding our business, following God, trying to do the best that we can. And then all of a sudden, wham, here comes this test from out of nowhere. And then we have to understand that I had to understand that the death of my son, though he died of drugs, I had no idea that he was a seed going down into the ground to bring forth life. And it kicked me into a position of traveling and speaking and encouraging young people. And it went from young people to community, then to community, to professional, and the church, and on and on and on. And here I am. But I had no idea the cost. And as you said, in your ministerial moment, you know, we have to look at what we're dealing with and keeping our eye on the prize, which is the kingdom of God, and understanding the miracles that he is wrought in our
yes.
lives right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a living miracle, and I know it, because I stood on one son's grave and buried another and said, God, I didn't realize I was standing on Len's grave burying Jay. And here I am today, clothed in my right mind. My God is alive and well. And
come
your
on.
God is alive and well. And I don't care what it looks like, what it smells like. The testing of your faith is more precious than silver or gold. It's going to hurt. And the pain, you don't think you're going to make it through it. But everyone on this call today demonstrated faith when they got up and sat on the side of the bed this morning. We all get up sometimes and don't know how we're going to make it. The oppressive nature of everything that's going on, and the depression that can come on us, the weightiness of the sorrow. And some people are grieving and haven't buried anyone. They're just grieving about the state of everything today that we're dealing with. And then
yes.
you have men and women in the body of Christ who are still grieving for the old way. They
yes.
want to go back to the old way. And it's not going to happen. All things have become new, and old things have passed away. And that's what I had to own in my life. And when I cried and begged and asked God to die after my first son died, I said, God, oh my goodness, just let me die. He said, Lonnie, eat the loaf of bread that's in your hand. Stop begging for more bread and eat the loaf of bread in your hand. Len is gone. You still have your husband, your children. You have a support system. And I tell people who are grieving over loved ones, God does not bury love. Those of you who are grieving, and it's nothing wrong with grieving. Grieving is a natural part of life. And
yes.
you miss that loved one and you want them back. But that love that you had for that loved one, this is what God showed me. Somebody else in my realm of influence in my home needed that love.
Yes.
He doesn't take that love and bury it. No, The love you had for your loved one, you have to give that love out, and that's a sacrifice, because you're going through pain and taking what you had for a loved one or a friend or whoever it was and giving it out to someone else. That's actually a metaphor for healing, because the more I gave out in my pain, wanting my son, desiring my son to be alive, sorry that he died in such a tragic manner and in such a tragic time, and then still giving out to other people, it began to pushed down, the thing that grieved me pushed down, and the hope and the love of Christ filled my heart. So it's not a magic wand. This is a walk, and we have to take up our cross and walk. The Word of God says, pick up your cross daily and walk. And we don't get to choose what our cross will be each day, because the crosses can change from day to day.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. What powerful words of wisdom. And it really does tie in with the ministerial moment. We have to look at what we have. You know, we don't get to choose. We don't get to choose, but it was never promised in the Word of God that we would not be tested, tried, pressed on every side.
Right.
This He never promised that we wouldn't have to endure. We're called overcomers for a reason. There's a season and time for everything, and mourning and grieving is one of them. And some people, like you said, it may not be a loved one, but it might be, you know, just the use of just the old time way passing by, and that we're in a new season.
Yes.
A lot of people, it's hard for them to deal with the now. And this is why God is so powerful, because one of the things that I really love about what you said, and that what we're going to leave with the audience, is that, you know, we have to remain in the now. What does your now look like? Does your now look like there's a season of mourning? Are you just, you know, shocked by some trauma? Are you in a test right now? Well, let me just encourage you that you're going to make it. You know, God is with you, and that He'll never forsake you, and that, you know, that this is part of the process, and that there's a lesson in it. There's some strengthening in it. And you might say, well, I don't care nothing about that right now. Let me tell you something. You will. This is going to be, let me tell you, God gets all the glory in every situation. And if you just hold on and just listen to the words that Dr. Bias has spoken, she made it through, not one, but two of her sons, and made it through. And no, it was not a time that she didn't think, oh, why am I in this? And what is this all about? I don't want to be here anymore. She experienced all of that you heard in her testimony, but yet she held on. And I'm telling you, God loves the effort. If you just give Him the day, if you just give Him the next day, you know, just ask Him to just give you the willingness to sustain you, like David did. He said, give me the willingness to sustain me. I need to be sustained. I need to be kept, because this is hard for me. And He knows that when you're weak, guess who's strong? He is strong, and He will get you through it. And there's so many things that He's able to do in that moment. Tell them some of the things that you know for a fact that you reaped, not just what you did, but what did He do for you? What did you gain? What kind of, because like the Bible says, seek Him first and all things will be added onto you. Lean not onto your own understanding, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path, and that He's with you and He'll never leave you or forsake you. And that if God is for you, who can be against you? All of these things, right? So what did He impart into you as far as your character when you went through this process?
The first thing, and thank you for the opportunity, one of the first things that the Holy Spirit showed me, taught me, is that the greatest form of worship is gratitude. Gratitude. So even when we're going through, we still have to look at the loaf of bread that we have in our hand and still be grateful, because life is set up with seasons. Some of us are in the season of summer, and that's where things are going pretty good, and you know, you don't have a lot of headaches. Things are going pretty good. And some of us are in the season of fall, and fall is where you reminisce about how good the summer was. And then some of us are in the season of winter. And winter is where you ache and you hurt and you don't know what to do. You disappointment, grief, everything looks like it's crumbling in. And we have to always remember in our winter seasons there is another season that's coming, and that season is spring, which means new beginnings. Now, where we get it twisted is we think because it's winter in one place in our life, we will make our whole life winter. We can't see anything else good that's going on. We focus on that one thing that is winter, when in real life, there is summer in other places of your life, fall in the other places of your life, and spring in other areas of your life. And being able to identify the other seasons in your life where the light is and be grateful for that will help you get through that dark time. That's what I'm talking about, gratitude. In the midst of the hell that you're going through, stop and take a look at what you have to be thankful for. And when I look at COVID, when all how the entire world was shaken, we did a blessing of the children a couple of weeks ago for church. And that blessing of the children, the first thing we did was thanked God from putting a hedge of protection around the children. Some children contracted the disease. Some may have passed away, but it was nothing like what we experienced as adults. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're dealing with, we have to remember over and over and over again that life is a bowl with lemon and honey in it. Sometimes it's sweet and sometimes it's bitter. And trying to live a life where I'm going to have the good life and life is a scale and I'm going to put everything, my life is going to be perfect. All of my family is going to be saved, my job, my money, our health. Everything. Life is a scale. And when you have everything the way you want it, the scale is out of balance. And life is about balance. We want everything one way. But I have learned that when you are only seeking to have what you want and everything to be perfect the way you want it, you're out of balance. Because what happens is life will come and throw something in the other side of the scale to make your life balance. And the things that we don't like in the other side of the scale come in that scale. If we go back and look at the word, the Lord says, I put just weight in the scale. I put just weight on the other side of the scale. So when we're trying to do life and have everything perfect, the scale is out of balance, then life comes and throws something else on the other side of the scale to develop our character in Christ. It's not to come and tear us up. It comes to develop who we are in Him. This is no follow the yellow brick road, wave a magic wand, and I'm saved full of the Holy Ghost, and that's it. No, ma'am, this is a walk. This is a walk, and the trying of our faith is much more precious than silver and gold. So he taught me to be grateful, and I think Paul told us, in all things be thankful. If you go back to the word, because there's some good there, and God's mercy endures forever. I'm telling you, when I think about his mercy, and I go back to Psalm 103, and we read our word and we hear good word, and we're downloading everything. We're trying to establish this right relationship with God, but you've got to do self-talk. We've got to go back to the word of God, and we've got to talk to ourselves like David did when David was scared in Psalm 42. When all of his enemies were surrounding him and he didn't know what he's going to do, he had to do self-talk. He talked to himself. He said,
come on.
Why are you so disquieted within me, my soul?
On.
Why are you so disquieted within me? I'm going to trust in the Lord. And that's the talk we have to do. What you said in the same thing you just said in the ministerial moment. You just told us that. We have to do self-talk, self-encouragement. We have to believe, and we get up every morning and we have a spiritual closet we go into, and we choose which garment we are going to put on today.
Come on.
Are we
yes.
going to believe God, or are we going to doubt? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? So when you look at Psalm 103, and we sing this, this tickles me because we've sung it forever in church. We've sung it forever. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Well, the writer of that psalm is talking to himself.
Yeah.
He's talking to his soul, his mind. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget
yes.
not all of his benefits. And that's what happens. We forget
yes.
what he has done. We have short memories. We forget our Red Sea experiences.
Come
over
on.
And over and over again. And we have to do self-talking. The oppressive nature of the culture today and everything that's going on, it can be overwhelming. So you have to use by the power of the Holy Spirit to bring back psalms and hymns and prayers, whatever it is that you can, resource you can use to make you remember where you came from, remember the last time, and we're going to get through this.
Wow, this has been amazing. You know, listen, if you should have gotten more than just a piece of something. You should have got so many bullet point pointers. You should have been encouraged and on fire to regain back your strength and let God have his way and show you what the seed that you have, that you feel like you lost. What did he plant in the soil for you to gain the fruit that he has
That's
waiting
right.
for you? I'm telling you now, I am excited. Every test, every trial, everything that you're being pressed on right now, pressed in every side you might feel, just like the Bible says, but you are triumph. You are more than a conqueror. You are victorious.
Yes,
and God calls you that. That's how he sees
true.
You. He doesn't
it's
see you any
lie.
Other way. He doesn't see you the way the enemy is lying to you and making you believe and, you know, the what you've gone through. You're not that. You're everything but that. God calls you an overcomer, victor, and that you are more than a conqueror. And this is your opportunity right now to give all the glory and let God be glorified. And let's see what the fruit is. You know, I think about Abraham when God tested his faith on his sacrifice. You know, he was willing to sacrifice it. No, it wasn't a feel-good moment. And no, he didn't want to give the promise, you know, back to God. But yet he was willing. And so I just want you to see that God wants you to be willing so you can see what's next. And you can see, and you will be able to glorify God, and he will get all the glory. And there's so much, so many people need you. They're waiting on your strength. And just like I think we talked about in one of your clubhouse sessions, and we're going to get to that right now where you can follow her. But she has a room in Clubhouse, and she talks about so much wisdom, so much. It's not just this, you know, the depths of her son is so much more that she's learned and what God has revealed to her. And then after counseling other people and encouraging other people, God has given her more revelation. And it's just so powerful. But one of the things that she had mentioned was just how God is able to that her son was a seed in the ground for the manifestation of so much fruit, and how many people have been blessed and lives have been changed from his testimony through his mom, but also combined with her testimony and what she had to endure, you know, because of his testimony. So it's just a double
That's
portion,
right.
so much fruit. And where can they follow you?
I'm on Instagram, B Speaks Life, Facebook, Dr. Lanice Bias. My webpage is my webpage is drlanicebias.com. And my email is LaniecePBias@gmail.com.
Yes, and I am getting right now your, because I want them to follow you on Clubhouse too. Your Clubhouse is @LJPatricia, and go ahead and follow her on Clubhouse. Like I said, she has a room, and oh my God, so much wisdom, so much encouragement, so much revelation. You just want to be in the room and get blessed. So go ahead and follow her everywhere, social media and in Clubhouse. Listen, you know you're a friend of the show now, so you got to come back. You're more than welcome to come back.
I'll be delighted.
Yes, I want you to come back. And I also, while I'm going on to the next segment, I wanted to ask you if you would do us the honors of doing a radio drop for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Are you there?
You're asking me?
Yes.
I'm here.
If you would do a radio drop, my producer, Doug, will walk you right through it. Everybody's done one. I try to get everybody to do one. Eddie LaVert, everybody's done a radio drop. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, and so if you could do that for me, that would be great. I love you so much, Dr. Bias, and
love
I'll be
you
in
more.
Your room. So you guys got to follow us in the Clubhouse and go in the room and get even more blessings from this woman of power and authority and overcoming and revelation from God. You got to get it. All right, love you so much, Dr. Bias. Thank you for joining
love
us.
Love you. Thank you. God bless Dr. Gina.
Okay, hold on, and producer Doug will be right with you. Okay, all right. We'll be going right into the segment of Financial Five with Jeffrey Hill. Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depending on where you're listening from, this is Jeff Hill with the Financial Five. I'm doing well, Dr. Gina. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We've been having technical difficulties here for a couple of weeks now. I heard that you dropped a couple of times. Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm good. I'm not sure what happened. I have full bars, but it did drop a few times. So, but if you guys can hear me now, then we're good to go.
Okay, go ahead.
Awesome. So this is Jeff Hill with the Financial Five. I want to kind of break this segment down and talk about a few things. One of the first things I want you guys to be thinking about is estate planning. And when you think about it, estate planning is anything that you own that you might want to leave to somebody else other than Uncle Sam and Aunt Iris. And Aunt Iris is the Internal Revenue Service, okay? Because if you don't have estate planning, it's very likely that some of the things you care about, some of the things you would love to leave behind to your loved ones, is not going to go to them. When I was sitting down with my estate planning attorney, she was like, imagine a boardroom and a glass of water. Your family is on one end, and everybody else is on the other end. That glass starts on the opposite end of your family, and everybody gets their sip. And whatever is left goes to your family instead of the entire glass. And that's because people have their estate in order, okay? A lot of times, if somebody's on their last leg in the hospital, they say, do you have your affairs in order? Well, part of that is estate planning. So I want you guys to understand, Hill Financial Group is here to help you guys plan for that time frame. So if you have property, cars, if you have insurance that you own, all that kind of stuff needs to be put inside of an estate. It's a well-known phrase out there that you want to own nothing but control everything. And I know a lot of times there's a lot of pride in ownership. So I'm not saying don't go purchase cars and land and assets. What I am saying is you don't have to be the person that owns that. Your family trust can be the owner. And I don't care if you're super rich or not so rich, you still need to be thinking about doing some at least basic estate planning, which can involve a trust. A trust is a legal document that can allow you to govern your affairs from the grave. Or a lot of times people go with a simple will and testament. And that you can go to LegalZoom, or you can even write your will and testament down on a piece of paper and sign it. If you get it notarized, that's better, but that can even help. I do a little more. I do help people with the legal document side. I'm not an attorney, so I'm not actually writing the trust, but through my partnership with Hill Financial Group and Helios and other organizations that I have partnered with, We are able to offer you basic estate planning that can help protect your needs. Personally, for me, I didn't want to just leave money behind to people without any kind of instructions on, number one, how they can use it, what they should use it for, and how to help keep wealth in the family. So I've had my trust since 2013. And again, it's one of those things where you want to get reviewed on a regular basis because your lifestyle changes, okay? So estate planning, basic estate planning is what we're offering. So if you have real estate, great. Give me a call and I will help you guys walk through that particular part of life because there's a lot of decisions that will be made with you and without you. But if you have a little more control, that gives a lot of people more confidence when they want to leave something behind because most people, especially in the black community, there's a fear of leaving money and things behind because they feel like their loved ones are just going to squander it and spend it all and go do something crazy with it. And that doesn't have to be the case because if you put something inside a trust, it's a legal document and it has to be followed to the letter of the law. So that's my appeal to you guys today about estate planning. Now, one of the most exciting things that people are talking about is crypto, okay? On my Facebook page, okay, the last thing I posted yesterday, and I hadn't posted anything because I want you guys to be able to easily find this, but we have the DeFi Summit coming up. DeFi is digital finance, okay? So the digital summit is coming up. I believe it's starting tomorrow. It's 2 days, and it's free, and it's all online. So you can pay nothing and actually go get a lot of the content, see all the speakers, or if you pay $10, you actually get access to the video so you can go back and watch them if you want to. So if you're still trying to figure out if it's time for you to get into cryptocurrency and digital currency and you want to learn a little more, go sign up for this free event. It's a 2-day event, and it's going to be a lot of heavy hitters talking about what's going on in the world of finance. So there's so much going on in crypto. There's so much going on with money. Make sure you guys are paying attention and trying to stay ahead of the curve that's happening because wealth happens when you get yourself positioned in front of the masses, in front of the waves, and all of that is happening right now. That's why I talk all the time on the show about raising your financial IQ so you can at least recognize what's happening with money and currency and get in front of the game, okay? And if you don't know it all, you don't have to. That's why you use people like myself because I want to help you navigate these waters. So, again, this is Jeff here with Hill Financial Group and the Financial Five. The best way to contact me is my phone, 501-291-0708. That is 501-291-0708. I'm also on social media. I mentioned my Facebook page, Hill Financial Group. Or if you're on Instagram, you can do Jeff Hill Speaks or HFG Inc. And HFG stands for Hill Financial Group. The Inc. is incorporated because I am an incorporated company. So do not hesitate to reach out and get some IQ raised. That's your intelligent quotient. That's how you understand and think about things. We're just specifically talking about Dr. G, back to you.
Well, you know what? You were fantastic, and all of that information is so good. I have questions, but I'm going to save them for the next time. I know because we're running out of time. But I definitely appreciate you, Jeff. All of your information has been on point. And when you get in touch with him, he gives you other resources as well. So it's just phenomenal that he's well-equipped to be able to answer all of your questions and help you just kind of sort out what's going to be best for you. That's what consultation is all about. And it's very important to connect with counsel, you know, especially if you don't know, which I don't know. So I have to always call him and ask him. All right. So you gave them everything. So listen, we love you so much. Thank you, Jeff. Listen, you guys, what an amazing show. We had Dr. Bias. We had Jeff Hill, Financial Five. What a great show. Can't even deny it. It was just thebomb.com. All right, you guys, listen, like I always say, you never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I just want you to live healthy, live whole, and living your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's radio.